Everybody. The golden age of America begins right now.
Andrew, how are you? How's the gold business these days?
It's been a lot of fun. We've had a great start to September. We've seen silver hit the highest price that it's hit since 2011 again, and gold is hitting an all-time high almost every single day.
Yeah, and that means literally an all-time high. It's never hit that amount. And, you know, it did once in 2011, you said, for silver. It didn't even stay up there very long, did it?
It didn't. Silver went from like $28 an ounce to $49 an ounce, and then back to the low 30s, all in 2011. So I like how silver's approached the level of $41 an ounce because it seems more stable. It's happened a lot slower than last time. And really, I think the ascent to 50 is going to be equally as quick. And I think it's going to stay.
Let's do this. Now, I told you I was going to call for this video one more time because different people are watching each time we talk about silver and gold, because we put it on different shows. So it's all different people. A couple weeks ago, Johnny Endo had this word. I didn't know he was going to give it. He said, I got this word about silver. And when Johnny talks like that, I listen, because he hits these things. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and play that clip from this show. Here we go.
Weeks ago, that when silver hits 50, I'm going to say it again. When silver hits 50, not if, but when it hits 50, it's a marker that we are in a special jubilee. It's a marker that breaks the back of the manipulators. It's a restraint broken. In some ways, it's almost like a Pentecost for the economy. It's a marker.
Yeah. And
so I just want to.
I love that. I believe it too, because I've watched you in that. I've watched you in those particular marks. You don't go every day stating when this number hits this. So I've watched you, and I pay attention because you don't do that every day. But when you do, it you know, even to the tune of earthquake, you know, on the Richter scale, you'll know that kind of thing. So yes. Amazing stuff.
And it doesn't matter if it goes down to 28. They're going to try to manipulate it down.
Yeah.
Doing short stuff and all that. But there is a whole freedom, a bigger freedom coming, that's whatever something. Anybody wants to call it.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and I've told people I own more silver than even gold, and my savings is more in metals than in the bank, because that's where my trust is. My trust is in the Lord, but as far as earthly savings, I like having it mostly in metals. But what else did you have to share?
Well, just a comment on Johnny. I mean, he is spot on, and I love that he's coming from a biblical sense and prophetic as well, where for me, being in this business for as long as I have, I've come to the same conclusion as well. And I've been saying it forever that if silver could break 40, it will go right to 50. And we will see pullbacks, just like Johnny said, because the markets are still manipulated to some degree. And that's just part of it. It can't go straight up all the time. So that will happen. So I'm definitely behind that. But as far as the articles, there's a lot that are driving this. And the biggest thing right now, I would have to say, is that London recently announced that they're going to come out with a gold-backed token where they can trade commodities back and forth and have those trades happen being gold-backed. And we've been talking about this for more than a couple of years. Yeah. not London specifically, but just we talked about the BRICS nations doing it because the whole world had been trading in the dollar for over 50 years. The dollar, we've all heard of the petrodollar, where oil purchases and sales are all done with the US dollar. And that actually ended in June of last year. So it's we're looking for something that's worth the paper that it's printed on, so to speak. And that's why we're going back to gold.
Well, there's a thing going on called the de-dollarization of the dollar. You know, the countries all around the world are doing it on purpose, getting us off the sort of the dollar standard, which is.
Segues into the next article. So the next article is very, very big information. So for the first time since 1996, which is almost exactly 30 years, the foreign central banks now own more gold than U.S. Treasuries. So this actually goes to our previous article a little bit in that the United States' biggest export for decades has not been any item. It's been the dollar. The dollar has been the most powerful currency in the world for so long that other countries that have excess cash in their reserves, they need to invest it in something. And the best, most safe thing for them to invest in for years are U.S. Treasury bonds, because that's something that always, always, always pays off. And now, for the first time in 30 years, those foreign banks now are holding more physical gold than they are U.S. Treasuries. And this really goes to what we've talked about, de-dollarization. This is happening. This isn't us talking about the sky is falling. You can research it now, and you're going to see a lot of so-called mainstream media outlets writing some pretty good articles about what this is and why it's happening and actually how it's already started. For us, the reason why we want to share this information with people is that now the people that buy gold and silver are no longer the town crazy folk. For years, we've been viewed that way, where it's just been like, we think the sky is falling, everything's not as good as it seems, and you need to have gold and silver because it's worth more than anything out there. But now it's being proven that this is where you need to have a portion of your portfolio.
Now, and let me just say this too. All of my adult life, whenever I paid attention to it, they would say, the experts would always say, you don't put your money in gold and silver to make money. You put your money in gold and silver to preserve the wealth that you already have. That was the saying. That was all that was ever said. Don't do it to make money. We are in a time that exceeds that. From my observation, I want to see what you, but silver's about to go, like Johnny said, even if it went $10, that's going to make you a lot of money. If you have, that's like, I don't know what that percentage is. It's like a 25-30% growth, even if it just went to 50 from where it is now. And that's the try doing that in stock market, you know. And then gold, I'm gonna have you guys put that flyer up real quick. I do this almost every time. Jim Rickards said gold will hit. Is that the one? It's the one where he mentions 120. There it is, 27. He believes that gold could reach as high as 27,530. He's highly respected. That's why I like to throw this up there. He's not saying when it will happen, but he's done the numbers and he knows this is where it will go. Both silver and gold are suppressed, but okay. I've said my piece on that. Go ahead and bring it back. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, so back to Jim Rickards, actually, that's, what he's saying is actually profound, and it's actually based on a formula that can work. It's obvious that being $38 trillion in debt is something that we could never overcome. We're not to do it. And other countries have followed suit by printing money out of thin air and printing more money to pay off that debt. And now they have big national debts, just like we do here. So what Jim Rickards is saying on that graphic that you showed, he's saying that if you were to take all of the money that the United States has printed out of thin air, all of the money circulated back in 1972, it wasn't even $1 billion. If you got every single dollar bill, $20 bill, five and 10, 50, 100, and piled them all in this desk, it wouldn't equal $1 billion back in the early 70s. Now it's in the quadrillions, which is just the 70s. That's 1,000 trillion. So a quadrillion is 1,000 trillion, and it's multiples of that. So he's saying that if you were to take 40% of those dollars and back them by gold, that would make the price of 1 ounce of gold $27,000 almost. Well, it would happen overnight. So now
how does that work if you have the ability? We don't have but a few more minutes, but why would they only back 40% and not back? I've heard you say that, but I thought, well, what about the other 60% that's not backed by gold?
Because if we do that, then we're going to be like Zimbabwe, where we're walking around with like $1 trillion notes that are really not worth anything.
Yeah.
And in some countries, the currency that you carry in your pocket, they have like $1 million note. Like I know a couple of countries in Asia, yeah. One of them, Vietnam has that. So yeah. We're not trying to dilute the dollar so much as to do that. But if you just use the formula that he's using, if he's saying that if 40% of the US dollar was backed by gold, that gold would be $27 an ounce. And you figure that
27,000.
Yeah, triple that. It's, yeah. So it's roughly about. So if you were to triple that, it'd be about what 80 something thousand, and it wouldn't quite be triple. So that would put gold at maybe 75,000 an ounce. So that's a little bit out there.
But California, I'm looking at you. Gold, stone, California.